The fairgrounds in Kewaunee County hummed with activity Wednesday evening, but not in a traditional summer way. Residents gathered to hear what researchers had to say about the region's well water. Kewaunee County is home to 16 large dairy operations called CAFOs, and with them, tens of thousands of cows. Neighbors have increasingly worried that the manure is contaminating wells. WUWM environmental reporter Susan Bentz spoke with the lead scientist, who learned that people should not place all the blame on cows.
If you run a dairy, you cannot escape manure. Owners spread it on fields where they grow crops to feed the cows. Densely dairied Kewaunee County hugs like Michigan, but it's what's underground that makes the area particularly vulnerable to manure ending up where you don't want it, in the water people drink. The bedrock is fractured karst, according to USDA microbiologist Mark Borkart.
Where it is unique is the soils can be so darn shallow. You know, there are portions where I've walked with county residents where you can just scrape your foot, and you can scrape the soil away and be at bedrock right away.
Manure easily slips through those cracks and quickly infiltrates the groundwater. Borkart is no stranger to testing water. A decade ago, he studied tap water in 14 communities around Wisconsin and discovered nearly one quarter contained illness-causing viruses. Borkart said when he read about concerns in Kewaunee County, he decided to check it out.
Took some early samples in May of 2014, that long ago. Sampled 10 homes. It wasn't randomized. These were people that had problems with their water. Saw the data, couldn't believe the level of contamination of the things we found.
He found fecal contamination in 7 of the 10 wells.
And that's when we decided to pursue this research.
In April 2016, Borkart, along with scientists from UW-Oshkosh and the U.S. Geological Survey, randomly selected and tested more than 100 households. They were wading into contentious waters by setting out to pinpoint the fecal contaminant.
People living out in the country were blaming the dairy producers, and the dairy producers were blaming the septic systems of the people, you know, living in country homes in the surrounding countryside.
Borkart uncovered evidence of both.
Of the 131 wells that we sampled, we had 40 wells with bovine manure, evidence of bovine manure in them, and we had 29 wells with evidence of human wastewater.
7 wells contained both varieties. Borkart and his colleagues sampled during each season of the year. They found more contamination from cattle during wet weather. When farmers spread manure in fields and heavy rain follows, the mixture percolates more readily into the groundwater. Borkart says scientists can amass more useful information if they test more private wells in Kewaunee County. There are over 4,900.
The last thing that we would like to do with all this data is to be able to build a statistical model that identifies the risk factors for contamination. So we take sort of a hydrogeologic perspective, look at things like well construction variables, weather variables like rainfall and snowmelt, and land use variables, say proximity of a manured field to a well, so we can identify which of those is most important.
While Borkart continues to look to science for insight, some Kewaunee County residents say what is overdue is political leadership and funding. Back in 2014, they called on the EPA to intervene. Governor Walker sees as part of the solution a massive digester. The system would process manure from multiple Kewaunee County dairies and use it to create energy. The Public Service Commission is accepting applications for the project until July 3rd. Susan Bentz, 89.7, WUWM.